Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister. It is the Saints 2025 draft preview. Now speaking with Jeff Ireland, Senior Vice President, Assistant General Manager of College Personnel. It's in his 11th season?
That's right. Yeah, 11th season.
So 9 picks, really the most since 2015. 6 picks in the top 130. That's a pick about every 21 players. But kind of you were initially... You know, if you think about, you were looking for players for Sean, right? And then it was players for Dennis of what fit. And this, I'm talking about this the whole college season, and then Darren a little bit. And then, you know, with Kellen, how did that change kind of the approach? Because it's not just you just, maybe it is just top 100 of the player, irrespective of who the coach is, but maybe there's a different body type.
Well, in some cases there are. You know, we type players and we keep up with the typing of players. You know, every single year, regardless of position, regardless of scheme, we keep up with that. We're very aware of what players look like and what they should look like in the NFL. So that part's pretty easy. It's just really more marrying to, you know, maybe Brandon Staley's defense and what he's looking for. And then, you know, maybe not being much as an outside zone scheme versus an in, you know, versus a gap scheme or inside zone scheme. So there's certain positions that you're looking for different types of players, different play styles. But our scouts do a great job of really identifying the play style and, you know, the mental, all the makeup and everything. So it's been an easy transition. So once we got the coaches on board, we're rolling.
So this has to do with the draft, but not necessarily the Saints draft. This is a Jeff's opinion. Top two players. Not that the Saints are drafting, but just top two players.
I would say, yeah, I think I love Cam Ward. Mm-hmm. I think he's fantastic. I think he's a playmaker. I think he's extremely instinctive. And then Travis Hunter, he's unique. He's very unique. You know, I think it's been a long time since we've seen someone be able to do what he does, his stamina, his instincts, his ball skills. He's got a, you know, I was listening the other day, and I actually mentioned this in our draft room, the number of time a coach or a scout said, rare, by talking about Travis and, you know, rare ball skills, rare instincts. Like, we don't use that term. That's at the very top of our, you know, description of, you know, adjective scale. You know, that's an A+. You don't get A pluses.
Right, right.
So those two players are, I think, whoever gets those two players, I think, are lucky.
Yeah, and so, like I said, that's not necessarily for the Saints. That's just your opinion. And so, for me, it would have been Hunter and Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
Nothing against Cam, but, you know, just we don't have enough time to even talk about it from that standpoint for me. But, you know, Mike, who we just had alluded to it a little bit, the difference as far as the scouting of those college players for you and the scouts on how you – the preparation for it and maybe changing a little bit. When you look at it, hey, we've got this player rated as a, you know, I'm just throwing it out, 100, or he's a, you know, he's in the 100 range, or at least 100 to 90 range. does that get knocked down a little bit because maybe the scheme changes? If he's still 100 or rated in the 100 range, he's still a good player. But he may not be a good player for us because maybe the scheme changes, if that makes sense.
Yeah, look, we'll have 125 players on our board, and those 125 players are ours. Like, they fit what we do. Correct. They fit what we want. They're our kind of guys. You know, and we have a grade that does not fit. Like, I mean, we'll give him a grade, but he doesn't fit what we do. And then, you know, so he's not part of that number. But, you know, our scouts, again, a phenomenal group of guys. And they you have to grade the player and then let the coaches tell us that he doesn't fit.
Got it.
You know, so we're going to grade that player. He may be in the top 100.
Correct.
And if our coaches unanimously say, hey, he doesn't fit for us. And most of the time, the makeup of the player is when I come in and say, hey, like, that guy's not for us. Like, we don't want that guy in our locker room, or we don't – he doesn't have the intangible qualities that together form the desired football personality we're looking for. And so that's probably me and Mickey, and the fit comes from the coaches.
So I do have one that's probably interesting, and it's probably the scouts. I don't know if it would have risen up to you, the collectives, the NILs. The non-agents, because some of them you're not supposed to have an agent at certain points, you know, particularly during the season for those. Have you guys had a lot of interaction, or, you know, that's probably, like I said, the scout. Have they had to have a lot of interaction because maybe this kid has played at four different schools, or, you know, he's NIL chasing, but he's a good prospect?
You know, I think we have such a good relationship, and we have to have relationships with agents in our business, you know. So, you know, here in two or three more days, we're going to be on the phone with all these agents trying to get those guys signed as free agents. So, but during the colleges, I mean, we're not really involved with many of those NIL agents. In most cases, the NIL agent and the agent
– he ends up being the NFL agent.
Being the same guy. You know, Drew Rosenhaus has an NIL business. And, you know, all those guys have their NIL business because that gets them in the door for an NFL contract. And so that's what they're all looking for. And so from time to time, you know, I'll get on the phone with an agent and just talk through, you know, that player's journey, or, you know, that, and of course, it's always going to be positive. You know, you have to filter through some of that stuff. But there are some agents out there that you can get some information from.
If the top eight go pretty much as expected, and, you know, who's to say, but there might be a couple of O-linemen, maybe a couple of edge, that puts you in a situation where kind of, I mean, you're going to be picking a top guy off the board at a position. You're going to get an impact player at that position almost if you stay at nine, right? I mean, that's and that guy, as Mickey said yesterday, you want that guy to be here for 8-9 years.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And play right away.
And most of the time, you know, you're picking at 15 or you're picking at 22 or 25, and you have one or two players short of how you've ranked those guys to be, like, comfortable. This year, we got nine guys, and we like all nine. And so if it goes off exactly like our draft board, we're picking the ninth player. Boom, let's go. And we feel real good about it.
How many scenarios do you guys have as far as, hey, this is a scenario we think, this is a scenario? How many is it like the 50 different scenarios, 50 different boards, you know, on the computer that we popped up?
No, it's one board. You know, it's really one board. And look, we move it around. Who guy was moving it 15 minutes ago?
So. Well, that's what I mean, because you can't have one board, because if somebody moves up to number four, you know, then the board changes.
Yeah, the thought process, the board doesn't change. It's the
if
thought process.
If the player changes.
No, we're sticking to that board.
Not your player, but the player that you thought was going gets drafted before you thought he was getting drafted.
Yeah, we've been through those scenarios.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, we've been through.
That's what I mean.
We've been through all, you know, the contingency to the contingency.
Yes, yeah, that's what I mean.
We've been through 100 of them.
Okay.
And literally, you know, someone was knocking on the door a while ago. Mickey and I were going through another one just 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, and I didn't want to ask it because I didn't know if, hey, somebody's made a trade already, and so that's the scenario.
Absolutely.
Good luck tonight. Good luck the next 3 days. Jeff Ireland, assistant VP, assistant general manager of college personnel, we'll be talking to you. Have a great 3 days.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.